Tender Kisses by Frank Hall. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 2. Of all the relationships that we as believers share with our blessed Savior, perhaps none is more intimate and comforting than that of marriage. Jesus has betrothed us to himself in holy matrimony and covenant grace. We are his beloved bride, the apple of his eye, the darling of his heart, and he is the gracious husband of our immortal souls. We are, by sovereign grace, forever one with Jesus, our husband. Oh, what a glorious privilege it is to be joined to Jesus in the blessed bond of marriage. He loves me, he cares for me, he defends and protects me, he provides for my every need, he comforts, supports, and cherishes me. I have his heart, and he has mine. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. I belong to him, and he belongs to me. Oh, that my beloved would kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, that he would embrace my soul, draw me to himself, caress my heart ever so gently with his merciful touch, and grant me sweet tokens of his love for me. Oh, how I long for him to express his love and affection to me with the tender kisses of sovereign love, free grace, immutable faithfulness, and undying compassion. For his love is better than wine. Wine makes glad the heart, but his love is better than the finest wine. His love causes my broken heart to rejoice, renews my strength, brightens my vision, causes me to walk uprightly in the paths of righteousness, and moves my heart to take flight through the heavens with wings as an eagle. Excess wine intoxicates men and is forbidden by God. Too much wine will ruin a man. It alters the state of men's minds, seizes control of men, dulls their senses, and destroys their ability to exercise sound judgment and reason. But Jesus' love is better than wine. It is not possible to overindulge in the intoxicating love of Jesus, nor is it forbidden. Indeed, the gospel encourages love to Jesus. The wine of his love doesn't ruin men, it transforms them. His love for us invigorates our love for him, intoxicating our hearts, seizing control of them, overpowering our wills and our senses, giving us sound reason and spiritual judgment. Oh, blessed Lord, we beg you, give us this wine. Fill our cups full. Cause them to overflow. Pour into our hearts the intoxicating love of Jesus the Lord. The desire of a believer's soul can be summed up in one word, Jesus. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there's none upon earth that I desire beside you. Psalm 73, verse 25. We desire him, his person, his love, his glory, his grace, his will, his salvation, his righteousness, his way. All we want is in Jesus. All we need is in Jesus. All we have is in Jesus. Jesus is all, and Jesus is better. Better than the treasures of kings, better than all earthly possessions, better than passing pleasures and prestige. Indeed, he is better than all earthly delights combined. If we don't have Jesus, then we have nothing. If we have him, then we have everything. Thou, O Christ, art all I want. More than all in thee I find.